بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again we are sitting in this majlis wherein we will listen to talks pertaining to tazkiyah of the heart, connecting us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making us righteous believers. This kitab that I will be reading from is Ma'arif Rabbani, which comprises of some bayanat, lectures that were given by Hazrat Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh when he visited Reunion many years ago. When he visited Reunion, and during that safar, different majalis took place, different bayanats he had given, and the main topics were leaving out sins. In one of the topics, in one of the discussions that he had in some majlis, in one masjid, the unwan, the topic is Hasil Suluk. We all talk about Suluk, Tasawuf, Tazkiyah. What is all this about? What is Tazkiyah? What is Suluk? Irshad farmaya ki sari Suluk o Tasawuf ka sari aur sari khanqao aur tamam adhkar wa ashkal ka hasil guna chorna hai. He says, what is tasawuf all about? All the khankas we have, the dhikrullah, the different du'as, the different programs. The maqsad of all this is to abstain from sins, to leave out sins. Agar insan ahlullah ki suhbat mein rahe, man lives in the company of a pious servant, khanka mein zindagi guzare, he may live his whole life in a khanka, lekin guna se najat nahi pa raha hai, but he fails to leave out sins, abhi usse hasil suluk nahi mila. He hasn't understood what is tasawuf and suluk all about. So a person may live in the company of a very pious sage, he may be living within the quarters of a khanka, but if he fails to abstain from sins, then he has not learned suluk and tasawuf. Suluk or tasawuf ka hasil yahi hai. What is the essence of suluk and tasawuf? Ki insan sar se pair tak Allah ka ho jaye. That from head to toe, the person becomes fully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's slave. He understands that he is a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has to submit and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some poet mentioned, nahi hoon kisi ka, to kyun hoon kisi ka? Unhi ka hua ja raha hoon. If I'm not a certain person, in other words, I don't have that relationship with a certain person, then why should I build this relationship with that particular person? I will only be that person to whom I am going to, and that is my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, why should I attach my heart to the people of this world, when my maqsood, my objective is to attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jinka hu unhi ka hua ja rahu, the person who I belong to, I am going towards him. Paida to Allah ta'ala ne kiya, Allah ta'ala created me, phir dusro par kyun maru, then why should I die over somebody else then? Jisne mujhe wujud bakhsha hai, Allah give me existence, usi par marunga, I will die for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Main Allah ko naraz nahi kar sakta. I can never displease my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bas jisko ye baat hasil ho gayi aur guna chhor diye, wo hasil e suluk pa gaya. This is the important thing. The crux of all what has been mentioned is that whoever has understood this, that he has to completely surrender and submit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by abstaining from sins, then he has learned tasawuf and suluk. Lekin ye ni'mat, this, gaining this type of quality and learning this tasawuf and suluk, is not just something that person can just get on his own. In reality, it is only from the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ki fadl se milti hai. It is only through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one is bestowed with this understanding of shuruk and he gets the ability to refrain from sins. Isliye Allah ta'ala se rote raho. Allah says that keep on crying and supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mangte raho. Beg from Allah. Lekin tadbir mein kami na karo. One is, you're going to beg and you're going to cry. But with that, you also have to have an action. You have to make the efforts. You have to endeavor to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to make that effort and sacrifice to abstain from sins. With doing all that, cry and beg from Allah ta'ala that, oh Allah, I want to have the strong bond and connection with you. Jab unka fazal ho gaya, when Allah ta'ala then bestows you with His kindness and grace, so, bare bare chor aur daku taib ho gaye. We find that many, many thieves and robbers and sinful people, overnight they became very, very pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prostitutes became pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thieves became pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Manarumi rahmatullah mentioned a couplet, the meaning of which is, اے خدا بہت سے نالائق لوگ آپ کی رحمت سے لائق بن گئے. Allah, many people who are undeserving of your kindness and your grace and your mercy, but you made them deserving of your grace and your mercy. آپ کی رحمت مہربانی کا ہاتھ ہماری جانوں میں ہے. Your mercy, or the mercy that you bestow upon us, our lives are in your control. You are the one who bestows the mercy. You have control over the mercy that you send upon us. آپ بس ارادہ کر لے اس بندے کو ولی بنانا ہے, پھر سب اخلاقی ولایت اور اعمالی ولایت خود ہی ملنے لگیں گے. He says, Allah, you make the decision for us that you are going to make us your friend. And the moment you decide this, then nobody is going to stop you. And when that will happen, then, oh Allah, you will give us then the ability and the tawfiq of doing good deeds and developing that akhlaq and that character that will be pleasing to you. He gives an example. He says, in the government, they have a post available and somebody makes, or the president elects some person as if it gives him a very high post. He's made some type of minister. So the intention was, or the plan, or the decision was of the government to make this particular person, give him a very high position. So what happens? Baad mein usko bangla bhi milta hai. He gets a very nice mansion. Motor milti hai, gets a very nice car, chauffeur driven car. He gets security, his police with him guarding his home. So all these benefits he gets. When the decision was made that this person is now going to be my minister. He says, in a similar vein, Allah Ta'ala bhi apne bande ko apna wali banane ka faisla pehle karte hai. First Allah makes the decision, I'm going to make that person my friend. Phir usko akhlaqi wilayat aur amali wilayat ata farmate. Then Allah gives him the ability of doing those deeds that will earn him the position of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, nek a'mal ki tawfiq. Allah gives him the chance and the opportunities of doing good deeds, righteous deeds. Ahlullah ki muhabbat waghira, tamam lawazim, baad mein milte hai. After that, we'll find that people will start beginning to love him and respect him. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that I'm going to make this person my wali. But of course, we got to have that fervor. We got to show some initiative. We got to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must have our mindset correct. We must move in the right direction. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, then there is no shortage. Things come pouring upon us. Shahab al-Ghani rahmatullah alayhi would say, now how does a person get this friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shahab al-Ghani rahmatullah farmate the ki mitai milti hai mitai walo se. Person wants sweetmeats, where will he go? He'll go to the sweetmeat shop and he'll buy all his sweetmeats there. Kebab milta hai kebab walo se. Person wants kebabs and he'll go to the person who is buying those kebabs. Kapra kharidte ho kapra walo se. You want some material, you go to the bazaar where they're selling material. Like this, a person wants some fruit. Aam milta hai aam walo se. You want mangoes, you go to the person who is selling mangoes. Insan dunya mein wahi jata hai, jaha usko wala hota hai. He goes to that person in the world, you go to that person Where are you going to get that particular thing that person is known for? Lekin Allah ko hasil karne ke liye nahi puchta ki Allah kahan se milega. Person who is seeking Allah Ta'ala, then we don't ask, where must we go meet Allah? Where can we get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from? Khub samajh lo ki jab har cheez uske wale se milti hai, to Allah bhi Allah walo se milta hai. Just like in the dunya, you want sweetmeats, you'll go to the sweetmeat seller. You'll go to the, for mango, you'll go to the person who's selling mangoes. You want material, you go to the person who's selling material. In other words, you see, kapre wala, kabab wala, mithai wala. In a similar vein, person who wants Allah will have to go to an Allah wala. Now, of course, none of us can make claims that we are Allah walas. We have to endeavor to become an Allah wala. But there are many mashayikh in the world, there are many pious servants, whom Allah Ta'ala has given them that wilayat. Nobody can claim he's the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but everybody can desire to be the wali of Allah. And Allah gives the person the tawfiq of doing such actions in his life that he gets such sukoon, such peace, that he is able to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gives him the ability to abstain from all sins. That is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the wali, not somebody who just performs some miracles and his life is not in accordance to the sunnah. So the essence of what Hazrat is saying, that we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to go to those gatherings where Allah ta'ala is spoken about, where we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sirf kitab parne se Allah bhi nahi mil sakta. It's very important. Just by reading a book, this not necessarily means a person will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isiliye baz logon ne kitabe nahi parhi, magar Allah walon ke paas pahunch gaye. Waliullah ho gaye. Many have not written any, have not read any books. But just by sitting in the company of some Allah wala, within a few days, a few months, that person just by sitting in the company of Allah wala, automatically he also became an Allah wala. Then Hazrat mentioned, asbab-e guna se duri zaruri hai. It's necessary that a person stays away, he refrains from all those things that leads him towards guna. One is a sabab, a means. So the person must also refrain from those means of guna. Farmaya, ki ek bohat nasihat ki baat arz karta hu. He said, I'm giving very sound advice, piece of advice, ki ahlullah ki sohbat aur zikrullah ki kathrat ke saath saath, jahan tak ho sake, azbab guna se dur rahe. He says, one is having the company of a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah, ahlullah ki sohbat. Staying in the company of pious people. When a person stays in the company of a pious person, or in pious company, pious friends, we're going in Jamaat, we're going in Tabligh, we're sitting in the Khanka, we're sitting in some program. So we are in a good environment. Person stays in a good environment, automatically he's not going to commit sins. In the masjid we are sitting here, nobody is playing some music or watching television. Immediately the next person will rebuke, he'll stop us and reprimand us. We'll feel embarrassed to do such a thing. So by sitting in good company, automatically a person is safe from sins. Udda zikrullah ki kasrat. A person has to make a lot of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have mentioned so many times, the effect and the power of zikrullah, it washes away the sins of the heart. We don't understand the power of zikr because we're not indulging in zikr. We are not making zikr correctly. It washes away the sins of the heart. He says, with this, with ahlullah ki sohbat, with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, jahan tak ho sake asbab-e guna se dur rahe. Also very important, as far as we can, stay away from all those things that will pull us and draw us towards some sin. Jahan kichar zyada hoti hai, to hati bhi pisal jata hai. Where there is a lot of mud, then a huge elephant also will slip. So if the ground is going to be very muddy, a huge elephant can also slip. Or jaha asbab-e guna se duri mein majboori ho. Now, people complain and they say that we are living in such a time. It's difficult now because you go to interact with people and there's so much of challenges outside there. So Hazrat says, he explains, masalan ticket khareedna hai. Aur larki ticket de rahi hai. You're going to purchase a ticket. You're going to an agent, travel agent. Now you are going to interact with a female. Now there's a test. She is serving you. She is seeing to you. You are the customer. You are the client. So, nigaah ko bohat himmat se bachaye. Obviously, you're going to communicate with her. But at that moment also, you're going to be very careful of your glance. And you've got to lower your glances. Or kathirti ya hayu ya qiyum par hai. Read ya hayu ya qiyum in abundance. Ki usme isme aadam hai. Many ulama have said in this word ya hayu ya qiyum is the isme aadam. That word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If any person uses this word in his supplications, then his dua will be answered. Ya hay, Allah is all living. Ya qiyum, Allah is self-subsistent. Allah does not require any person to exist. Allah is independent. Allah does not depend on any person. The entire world depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In dono namo se hi dunya qaim hai. The entire world exists because of this quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is hay and qayyum. Ya zameen, asman, chand, sitare, suraj. Pura nizam-e shamsi, nizam-e qamri. Unhi dono namo se qaim. The entire world exists through this names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the person, when he says, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, what is he saying? Eh sare alam ko sambhalne wale, O being, O Allah, in who is controlling the entire system of the world. You are addressing Allah Ta'ala, that O Allah, you have got the system of the world in your control. Mere dil ko sambhal dijiye, Ya Allah, you assist me, you control my heart also now. Lekin jab wo chali jaye, aur nigah ki hifazat bhi kar li, to phir bhi istighfar kar lo. So now when you were able not to cast a lustful glance at her and stare at her, you lowered your glance. After you finish, purchase your ticket and she's gone, then Hazrat says, make istighfar on top of that. And the reason for this is, kyunki nafs ka mizaj aisa hai. The nafs that we have, the passion, the egos that we have, the nature of this nafs is such, jaise aap gulab jamun kha rahe, we have gulab jamun, we eat, or something very sweet, some mitai, we find us par makki baith gayi. A fly comes and sits on it. Sometimes it sits just for a second or half a second. And what you do, aap, to agar aap foran urade, if you chase it away, it will fly away, lekin phir bhi, despite that, kuch na kuch zarra wo le jayegi. It would definitely have taken a pinch of that mitai or whatever it is. Some little bit it must have taken. Nafs ka maza bhi aisa hi hai. He says the nafs is such. Even ek second ke liye bhi aurat aa gayi. A very pretty woman comes in front of you. You looked at her, you didn't mean to look at her. It was an accidental glance, although there's no sin for it. Very clearly you must understand. An accidental glance that falls onto a woman, there's no guna for it, yes. But you don't stay and for that one accidental glance for the next 10 minutes and you see that's the first glance. And now there's maaf for me, no. Immediately you move away your glance. But that glance also that was casted, even though it was unintentional, as I say, is still some ladzat, some type of pleasure that comes into the person's heart. Kuch na kuch zarra, zarur chura lega. He will still some type of enjoyment he'll get. Lihada uske jaane ke baad. So the moment the woman disappears, Allah se kaho ki Allah, main bashar ho, Allah, I'm a human being. اور چور بھی ہوا متیف میرے نفس نے جو حرام مال آپ کی ناخوشی کی راہ سے چرا لیا اور جو خوشی میرے دل میں آئی آپ کی ناخوشی کی راہ سے آئی ہے میں اس خوشی سے خوش نہیں ہوں یا اللہ I stole that glance or I did that haram that lazzat the sweetness came into or that pleasure came into my heart it came into my heart in a haram manner it was not correct for me to look at her even though it was accidental Ya Allah, I do not want to displease you. I want to please you. So this is what Hazrat says. Otherwise, what will happen? We will become disloyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We won't have any haya left in our heart. And when this happens, we won't be making istighfar. That bond and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we desire, we will not be able to get that bond. We won't be able to surrender and submit to Allah ta'ala wholeheartedly. Our nafs will be filled with the love and desire of the material things of this world. Jo banda Allah ko khush rakhega, to kya Allah ta'ala usko khush nahi rakhenge? Beautiful point. That person who makes his Allah happy, that person who goes all out to make Allah ta'ala happy, will Allah ta'ala not make him happy then? Bataye, agar koi beta apne baap ko har waqt khush rakhta hai, a child always pleases his father, obedient to the father, serves the father, listens to the father, obeys the father. Kya baap ka dil nahi chahta کہ میں بھی اپنے بیٹے کو خوش رکھوں. Will the father not desire then to make his son happy? Son wants a car, immediately he'll buy the son the car. Whatever the son wants, the father will make sure that I will make my son happy. Why? Because he's always serving me, he's obedient to me. اور باپ تو مجبور بھی ہو سکتا ہے کہ باوجود چاہنے کے وہ بیٹے کو خوش نہ رکھ سکے. Sometimes the father is also مجبور, is compelled. Perhaps he is living with his second wife, the mother of this son passed away. Second wife, the stepmother, doesn't want the son to get anything. So she tells the father, you don't buy him anything. So poor fellow now, he can't make his son happy. It's possible in the world. But the father is poor, doesn't have the means to make his son very happy. So as far as father and son relationship, yes, this can happen. The father is now majboor, compelled. He doesn't have the means to make his son happy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala majboor nahi hai. Nobody can compel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is all powerful. In fact, when you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He treats His servants, جو بندہ ان کو خوش رکھتا ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ اپنے بندے کو خوش رکھنے کے اسباب پیدا کر دیتے ہیں اور وہ اسباب سے بھی بے نیاز ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ creates the means for that person to make him happy. Allah does not require that means, but Allah created the means that this person will adopt the means and he'll make himself happy. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah کو ایسی قدرت حاصل ہے, such strength, such power, کہ غم کے اسباب میں بھی وہ اپنے بندے کی دل کو خوش رکھ سکتا ہے. That even a person surrounded by grief and sorrow, even such a person, Allah ta'ala can still make him happy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not majboor. The moment we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala makes it very easy for us to gain His pleasure. Allah ta'ala helps us to refrain from sins. So as Hazrat was giving and she explained in reunion, if a person looks this way, you'll see naked woman. On the other side is naked woman. There's so much of Uriyani throughout. In fact, Jamaat just went now to reunion, they said the same thing. A person has to make hifazat. You know, our society also has become just that. Especially for males, somebody might think, now what's so important about Allah Ta'ala's command? قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And this is the scourge of our society, that we don't protect our gaze. When we don't protect our gaze, what we are doing, we are causing that love of that woman to come into our heart. And then our heart is becoming infested. There were so many people who wrote to ulama, they say we got in casting lustful glances, we got caught in that woman's love to such an extent that we can't forget her, even when we make sajda. Then Allah Ta'ala protect us. The person had written that I can even picture her private parts while making sajda to you. To Allah Ta'ala. Imagine. There are people who even commit, if you read in the papers, committing rape to small kids, 8 years, 7 years old kids. So where's our haya gone? How have we become? We watch the television, we watch all those haram movies, and all those things now goes into our heart. And now when we can't satisfy our desires, then we go to haram. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Hazrat explained Allah ki bandagi ka tariqa. How does a person serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you become a banda of Allah? Isse dekho, bachcha apni maa se chipta hota hai. Person, a little baby, clings on to his mother. Aur koi usko maa se khinchne lage, to bachcha kya karta hai? Now if somebody comes and tries to pull away the child who is clinging on to his mother, what will the child do? Maa se aur zyada lipat jata hai. He clings his mother even more tightly. Main aapko Allah ki bandagi sikha raha hu, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi says, I am teaching you the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khudai ta'ala apni rahmat se qabool farmaye, Allah ta'ala accept it with his mercy. Bachcha maa ki god mein hota hai. The child is sitting on the lap of the mother. Lekin jab dekhta hai ki koi idhar se khinch raha hai, sometimes the relative comes. And he tries to play with the child. Come by me. Leave your mother. The child is sitting in the mother's lap. The moment the child has this fear that somebody is going to pull me away from my mother, what does he do? Immediately, udhar maa ki gardan mein haath daalkar aur zyada se lipat jata. He puts his hand around the neck of his mother and he clings onto the mother. Now just picture this scene. Bazaaron mein Allah ko zyada yaad karo. As it says, when you go into the shopping centers, the malls, then think of Allah Ta'ala even more. وہاں اللہ سے دور کھینچنے والے اسباب زیادہ ہے. There are many people who snatch us away from Allah Ta'ala there. Many things that are going to snatch us away from Allah Ta'ala. لہذا اللہ میاں سے اور زیادہ چمٹ جاؤ. Just like this baby, when has the fear of somebody going to snatch it away from its mother, it clings even more tightly to the mother. So a person in the bazaar can be pulled by many temptations. So on that, what should a person do? A person should cling even more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions in the Quran, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Go into the earth, go into the shops, you're going to buy something, you have to live. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Seek the rosy of Allah Ta'ala. You got to go work, you got to open your shop, you got to do business, you got to purchase some items, you have to go and purchase those items. But what must you do? وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Would that you make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you make me, you are successful. There is a difference between a believer and a non-believer. A non-believer, what's wazifa? He's in the region shopping mall. Where he thinks of Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't believe in Allah Ta'ala. A believer, wherever he goes, he takes with him in his heart the love of Allah Ta'ala that he has. The consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. He does not become ghafil of Allah. Only in the masjid now, he's a believer. And outside in the shopping mall, he behaves like a non-believer. No, he makes zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jisse maloom hua ki bazaron mein jahan Allah se ghaflat ki asbab zyada hai, Allah ko zyada yaad karo. Taake tumhe koi Allah se juda na kar sake. So just like nobody can pull this child away from the mother, no temptation must pull away this person while he is in the bazaars. Jis tarah bachcha ko agar koi aur zyada taqat se kheenchna shuru kar de. Now a person comes and now tries to forcefully pull this child away from the mother. What will the child do? Ye to ab mujhe le hi jayega. The child says, now this person is definitely going to pull me away from my mother. Amma se juda kar dega. He'll keep me away from my mother now. To amma se kehta hai ki amma, ab mujhe bachao. Now the child begins to cry, addresses the mother, cries to the mother, oh my mother, I used all my force and all my little strength that I have to cling on to you. I am unable now to keep myself cling around you. So, oh my mother, you help me. Main aap se lipatne ki jo taqat thi, maine puri kharaj kar di. Apne dono haath aapki gardan mein dal di. I put both my arms around you. Aur puri tarah main aap se chipak gaya ho. And I have clung around you. Lekin jo gunda mujhe khinch raha hai, this person, he's this criminal, he wants to pull me away. Iski taqat ab itni zyada hai, he's got such strength, mere haath ab aapke daman se aur aapki gardan se alag ho jayenge. Now my hands will break loose from you. Lihada ab aap mujhe bachaye. He'll tell the mother, you save me. Isi tarah, jab tak aapki himmat hai, person has the courage, use all the courage in the bazaar. But the moment you see now you're being subdued, you're being overpowered by nafs and shaitan. Bohut zoro se daba liya. Nafs and shaitan is now putting great force upon you. You are sitting in your office. You alone, there's a secretary sitting there. And she's very scantily dressed. It happens, many people say this. We're surrounded by women, what must we do? Now that's the time you've got to reflect and ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, person should try firstly to keep males around him. He should be working in that environment. But if there's some problem and he's faced with that situation or he's traveling by plane, what must he do now? Suddenly some woman came next to him and he couldn't change his seat. Now he's majboor, he can't move from there. At that moment he must completely put his full nigah only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now nafs and shaitan will pull him, will attract him, tempt him. Now he must cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جب دیکھے کہ اب شیطان اور نفس نے بہت زور سے دبا لیا اور گناہوں میں مبتلا ہونے کا خطرہ پیدا ہو گیا تو اپنے اللہ سے رونا شروع کر دیجئے کہ یا رب العالمین میری جتنی طاقت تھی میں نے استعمال کر لیا. اللہ whatever I could do I did. آپ مجھے now اللہ you must save me. In other words, you could turn to Allah رب العزت. Then what will happen? وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah's mercy will envelop him. Allah will give him such sukoon. Allah will give him the strength and that himmat to stay and abstain from the sin. At the moment he does this, he will get such a beautiful feeling in his heart. And that is halawati iman. And the sweetness of iman that he will enjoy is after he bore that pangs, or after he bore that pains of abstaining from the sin. Yet every chance, to fall into this sin. He could have got some, derived a little pleasure at that moment, but he did not do that because he wanted to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he did it, he would displease Allah Rabbul Izzat. So for the sake of Allah, he did not give in. So obviously the nafs will feel some pain. The nafs will definitely feel the pain. Allah rewards a person. The pain that you exercise for my love, Allah gives the person some sweetness in his heart. Now that is called halawati iman, which a person cannot describe. The beautiful woman who is going past, we had every chance to see her. For the sake of Allah, you lowered your gaze. Or that man is going past, and the woman had every opportunity to see him. And she lowers her gaze. Immediately Allah gives you sweetness of iman. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that halawati iman. So the person doesn't have to say now, it's so hard to live in this world, I'd rather go to the mountain top or go into some jungle, because now we face with such society and such people. We can only see people naked around us, or people are drinking and people are gambling and people are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. It's become very difficult for me to live in this world. No. What is the true and what is the kamal of the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ki mar mar ke jina hai, na mar jana. Person doesn't die, say, oh, I give up hope. And now I can't live in this world. It's so hard to even wear kurta, topi and read namaz. And I've got to leave the office and I've got to go for Jummah. And I've got to go for this gathering and that social gathering. And I've got to attend that function and there's wine and liquor and dining. No. Nobody's forcing a person to go to the haram. You don't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've got to be courageous. You've got to show the person this is your deen. We are not proud of our deen. The moment we see some person coming now, a very pretty woman, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah say, when a man, he sees a very pretty woman coming, then he put his topi right, he'll comb his beard, put his hair right, put his kurta right. Why you want to impress that woman? That's not correct. So again, your heart is being attracted by some makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, what is la ilaha illallah? Then only Allah comes into your heart. Not the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, you are living this world, we are going to have those challenges, there are going to be environments we are going to get caught into. Person goes to a college, university, school, whether he's in the courtroom, whether he's a doctor, he's seeing patients. Dunya mein reh kar, Allah wala rehna hi to kamal hai, warna jungle mein jaakar faqiri lena rahbaniyat hai. We talk about person lives in the jungle or lives in the desert like a nomad, he doesn't get married, he just stays in the jungle. There's no challenges, there's no temptations. A person who overcomes the challenges, a person who overcomes the hurdles, the different type of fitna, trials and tribulations, and when he's successful, then that is kamal, that is an achievement. A person who's not confronted with any tests, there's no examination for him, there's no woman being around him, there's no challenges, there's no temptations, nothing luring him, nothing enticing him. So there's always a test. How is he going to get the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has put us into this world. We are going to be confronted with different types of trials and tribulations. But we should not lose hope. Don't say, nah, I'm dead, I can't live. No. You're going to kill your nafs. Mar mar ke jina hai. You're going to live how? By annihilating your nafs, by killing your nafs. And there's enjoyment in this. Initially it is hard. But the moment the person now begins to tread this path of suluk, and he realizes that I have to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every command of my Allah, there's only pleasure and satisfaction I will get. And Allah gives him that sukoon. So he looks forward for the next tour, to the next challenge. And he is able to overcome the challenge. Yes, all this is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned somewhere, that when a person gains the muhabbat of Allah, he should never feel it was through his efforts that he gained the muhabbat of Allah. Never. Allah chose you. And Allah chose to give you his muhabbat. So that was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So he says, don't get excited. Dunya mein rehkar, whilst living in this world, you're going to live as an Allah wala. Nobody has to go leave his, all, divorce his wife and leave his children, abandon all his dunya and properties, everything, and just go live in the desert. No. Kyunki ye koi kamal nahi hai. Jungle mein ya samandar ke kinare jaakar, par jana, jahan koi aurat hi nahi, sirf ghas. There's only grass, only sand there. There's no woman, there's no temptations. Kamali iman to ye ke makhluk mein raho. Live amongst the makhluk, the creation of Allah. Ta'alluqat ki kasrat par Allah ki muhabbat ghalib rahe. Despite interacting with people, the love of Allah Ta'ala is still dominant in you. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. Allah wale mar mar ke ji rahe aur ji ji ke mar rahe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bandas, this is how they annihilate themselves, they kill their nafs, and they please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an incident that has been mentioned where the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in had been traveling and they had gone on some expedition. And as they were actually conquering Sham, Syria, may Allah ta'ala protect our Syrian brothers and sisters, they are going through great difficulties. The zalimeen are really oppressing them, may Allah ta'ala remove the zalims who are causing so much of pain and suffering to little children. There are millions of refugees, may Allah ta'ala protect them, may Allah change their conditions. So there was an incident where the Sahaba were going and the enemy, what did they do? They sent all their women, beautiful women, with open hair, very scantily dressed, to try and entice the Sahaba. They say, if the Sahaba get enticed here, they fall into this trap, then we'll be victorious. So as the Sahaba were entering this town, and the enemy had sent their women folk, the Amir of the Jamaat, immediately when he realized that this is the plan and ploy of the enemy, he recited the verse, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, instruct the believers that they should lower their gaze. The moment the Sahaba heard this, immediately they looked down. The woman on either side, there were rows of women, beautiful women, Christian women, hair all open, scantily dressed. They tried to entice the Sahaba. When they saw not a single Sahabi looked up, they went running back to their menfolk. That you have sent us to people who are angels. They never cast a single glance at us. And when the Sahaba then entered, and these people saw that they failed, they could not entice them by the woman, they submitted, they surrendered, and the Sahaba were victorious. Now this is the injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It may be difficult initially, especially for men. Why are we mentioning this? Because this is the problem that most of us face with. This leads a person to zina. This leads a person towards other haram. Even women folk in the zaman, Allah forgive us, that haya is gone, the modesty is gone. The elderly woman, if you're walking somewhere, immediately with the scarf, if they're not covered, the face is not covered, with some edge of the scarf, they will cover the face. But look at the young woman today, the young girls, the youth, they don't bother. They don't care whether this person coming in front of me is an alim, or he's a jamaat brother, or he's a person dressed modestly, I must have some haya for him. Nothing. Nothing. We think it's the 21st century, so you all must adopt a certain fashion, and this is the norm of society. May Allah Ta'ala help us to spiritually cleanse our hearts, and these are the things that we have to concentrate on for the tazkiyah of our heart, so that we can get that ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by staying in the company of the pious. Ulama have mentioned that the two rakats you will read of nafil, you will enjoy that far more than if you just on your own read 100 rakats of nafil without gaining the sohbat of Ahlullah. Because the wali of Allah will show us how to gain the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to enjoy the salat. One is you just do it, the ibadah, like a ritual. But when a person devotes himself, dedicates himself, and he sits, and he has that khushu and khudu and concentration in salat, when he's going to say that Allahu Akbar, he realizes now he has thrown everything of the dunya away. So nothing must cross his mind now. That big business deal he's doing now, it will not affect him. If there's some other engagement or some wedding or some function, it's not going to affect him. Now he's talking. The meeting is the greatest meeting in the person's life with his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when he'll say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, he will enjoy glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in his supplication, he will make a long dua on his own, he'll make a long dua. And he will enjoy talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will in fact inspire him with such words that he himself will will be surprised at how I'm using such words to praise my Allah and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to give us. Allah wants us to become His friends. So never lose hope. Don't become despondent that now the environment we're living in, the society we're living in, things are becoming so hard, so difficult. No. The ideal situation, if you can break away from it, not living in the jungle. As we said, if a person, a female, should go see a female doctor, a male shouldn't go see a female doctor, where we can see and fulfill our needs in the right way, that's the easiest and ideal situation. But if we're caught up in some situation, suddenly some female comes, not only say, oh, I'm dead now, what's going to happen? You start screaming, no. You carry on with your life, but you follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, that female would not feel bad. She would respect you even more. She can see this man is loyal to his Allah, to his Creator. And if he's a non-Muslim, you can even explain. Sometimes they want to shake hands with you. Now you can't shake the woman's hand. She might feel offended initially. But the moment you explain to her the wisdom behind this, then why we cannot shake hands with you, then she will respect you. Otherwise the person flirts with woman, she'll have no respect for him. She'll say, this person is immodest. May Allah Ta'ala make our hifazat. This deen has got a kashish in it. The religion we have, Islam, the only correct religion, it's a pure religion. Every action in our deen, every sunnah of Rasulullah Sallam, everything has some attraction in it. Now because we are enjoying, or we are born Muslim, we're not realizing what power and what attraction it has on the hearts of the non-Muslims. The one adhan that we'll give outside, the one namaz we'll read in the airport, of course, not obstructing any people, but on one side. But that attracts the hearts of people. It attracts the eyes of people. Yeah, you might get some people who mock at us, but there'll be people who'll be interested. They will look at the different postures. It will pull them. The turban, the kurta, the beard, the miswak. Our etiquette, our adab, our akhlaq, our character, the manner in which we deal, the manner in which we communicate. All these things brings nur and it becomes a means of hidayat for people coming into the fold of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of practicing on these things, especially lowering our gaze for men, both men and women. Both have been instructed in the Quran. Not only the men. وَقُرِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Even women folk. And especially for our youngsters, we are going to university, to colleges, whatever it is. Because we are in this environment, Allah Ta'ala will make our hifazat by us lowering our gaze. People will respect us. It will help us a very long way in life. Otherwise, the nur that we accumulate in our heart, we don't realize, by casting this lustful glance, you are destroying that nur. You will make tawbah istighfar. Ulama have said, Allah will forgive you. But that nur that you had, that has disappeared now. You destroyed it. To get back that nur, you're going to now make extra ibadat again. So we made ibadat, we collected the nur, accumulated that in our heart. But when a person will cast a lustful glance, that nur will now disappear. He'll make tawbah and istighfar, Allah will forgive him. But to get the nur back again now, a person has to make mujahada again. This life is full of mujahada. There will be mashaqqa, there will be difficulties, there are challenges. But pass through this jungle, as Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b told Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, what is taqwa? That you're going to go through this jungle, and you're going to ensure that the thorns don't catch onto your garment. So one or two thorns that come in, immediately take it out, and make tawbah and istighfar, and you try to swiftly go through this jungle. But Allah opens the road for the person who is sincere, who is loyal, who is dedicated. Allah makes the road wider for him. And Allah doesn't only make it easy for him, Allah makes it very, very enjoyable for him. When the road to Allah Ta'ala, not only it becomes easy, but Allah makes it full of pleasure for him. He begins to enjoy the road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma. Wa bihamdikun ashadu allah ilayla. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.